Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Remember to visit our website at www.revivalministry.co.za, where you can sign up to receive more of these powerful messages.
Wow, wasn't the worship special this morning? This is something powerful. Yeah, I had so much fun in the front here. You know it's good when the tears are like, bloop, bloop, in your eyes, and you're like, yo, it's good. Good, 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 good. All right, turn with me to Psalms 113. I asked the Lord for a message out of a chapter I've never spoken out of, and I turned to Psalms 113, and there were no markings in my Bible. So I'm like, yes, that's awesome. And as I just started to go through it this morning, I just realized how on point God is and how He speaks to us. And also, just as we were just giving that last song, man, I've witnessed it. Wow, I've witnessed it. And I want to give God praise because I've witnessed it. And that's what Psalm 113 says. It says, praise the Lord. Praise you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of God. I mean, he says praise three times in the first verse. That's got to mean something, right? What's he trying to tell us? Praise. Like, that's so obvious, right? If someone says something three times in the first welcome opening statement, then you know pretty much what they're saying. It says, praise, I'm just going to read verse 1 because it's so good. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Ask yourself, how am I a servant of the Lord? That's a question I stop and pause. I always stop and pause when I read the word. And I say, how am I a servant of the Lord? And I can write those things down. And I know that I have certain roles in my life and I'm doing certain things in certain areas. And so write those things down if you're unsure. Am I a servant of the Lord? Am I actually serving God? Write them down. Praise the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? How many of you think about the name of the Lord consistently daily? Anyone in the room? Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people. 5, 6, 7, 8, some more. Okay, good. I just went and wrote down some names of the Lord. Jesus is my deliverer, my rescuer. Wow, I'm praising my deliverer, my rescuer. He's my comforter. He's my provider. He's my hiding place, my treasure. There's a song, I Will Exalt You. What makes the song so powerful is the fact that we praise the name of the Lord. My treasure, my Lord, my friend, my King. God, I give you praise. And I name you. I name you. Verse 2 said, blessed be the name of the Lord. So we bless your name. There's a key. From this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to its going down. From the east and to the west. So when I wake up in the morning, guess what I have to start doing? Okay, two people got it. Church, what do we start doing when we wake up in the morning? And we praise His name. So we say, God, you're my deliverer, you're my provider, you're my comforter, you're my healer. You go before me, you go behind me. You just start giving praise as you wake up. Come on, I give him praise because I've witnessed it. I give him praise because he is good. When? From when the sun comes up to sun comes down. So what happens when we no longer have praise on our lips? Okay, we live in a quiet street, but sometimes it's busy, and it doesn't take long for praise to leave my lips when I head into the traffic, right? So praise from when the sun comes up to when it goes down. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise changes the way you think. Praise changes what you decide. Praise changes your actions. Not only because you're thinking differently, but because someone is with you. The Lord is with you at all times. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory is above the heavens. This was the theme of our worship too, and this picture of the Lord is so beautiful. It says, who is like the Lord our God, who has his seat on high, but who humbles himself to regard the heavens and the earth? The last song, there were two songs today that spoke about God who is on high, but who humbles himself. God humbles himself. Some people struggle to humble themselves, but God humbles himself. The Amplified links to Psalm 138, verse 6, and Isaiah 57. If you want to just make notes there, go read them as well. Just a confirmation of how God, who is on high, humbles himself. Why is that so important to understand? Because some people in the room think, oh, I can't praise because God doesn't understand my situation. I can't give him praise because my life doesn't look as flowery as the person sitting in the second row. I can't praise because etc., etc. And God says, no, I'm coming down into your situation. Marius, that's 10 push-ups. Some people think I can't praise. I can't give him praise because my life is dreary and my life is difficult. And I'm struggling. And so yes, what happens. We praise. When we praise, praise brings deliverance. But we also praise because of our deliverance. Think of Paul. Oh, Paul in prison. Peter in prison. Which one is it now? It's Peter. Both of them. Thank you. Praise brought deliverance. So we think, I'll praise when the deliverance comes. And the deliverance is actually waiting for the praise. So praise brings deliverance. Deliverance brings praise. Both work together. But if you're not doing one or the other, if you don't praise after deliverance, captivity comes again. God said to the Israelites, when you go into the promised land, don't forget me. When you're eating the honey and the milk is flowing and the fruit trees are full of fruit, don't forget me. Don't forget me. Keep my name on the tips of your tongue. Keep praising. Keep praising. Keep praising. Keep praising. I'm so energized with a call to praise him and praise him. This is what God is calling us to do. Prophetically, God is calling us to praise. I was late for church today. I had to stop, and you'll see later why I had to stop at Checkers 2 minutes to 9 this morning. My eyes were open to how many people need to come and praise. How many people are busy with busy stuff and going about their day right now, where actually we should be coming to praise. And I got excited. I got excited. There's a whole world out there that needs to come and praise. There's a whole world out there that needs to be filled with passion. Not forget that they need to come into a place where they can praise God. Given the best opportunity to praise God. So God is on high, but he comes low. And this is what he does. He brings his glory. He brings his glory into our situation. He brings his... There's another verse, and that'll just confuse you, but confuse us in this setting, that we're all seated in high places. But God comes down to our position so that we can be seated in high places. In Ephesians 2, it says, so we're all seated in heavenly places because of Christ's sacrifice, because of what he did. May praise be on our lips. If it's not going so lekker, give him praise. There's a little coffee shop I drive past every day. It says, if things aren't going right, turn left. With an arrow pointing into the coffee shop. If it's not so lekker, give praise. If it's not going right, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Verse 7. The Lord raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap and the dunghill, that he may seat them with princes, even with the princes of his people. Now we're getting into, let's read verse 9:2. He makes the barren woman to be a homemaker and a joyful mother of children. Those two work hand in hand. How good is God? On Mother's Day, read Psalm 113. He makes the barren woman to be a homemaker and a joyful mother of children. Let's go back to verse 7 and put those together. Mothers. Mothers. Women who aren't mothers yet. Poor people. Guys on bicycles, motorbikes. The Lord raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap and the dunghill. And this is what I started thinking while I'm reading this. We inherited some chickens about in the last year. And the one thing we found out is they make a lot of poop. Like, they lay eggs, but they lay more poop. Like, we have a rule in the house, don't let them out of their coop until 3, because then there's less poop around the house. Like, just, I'm working in the kitchen and this chicken comes in and I'm like, oh, that's so cute. And I just hear under the table, I'm like, oh, man. It's like, but here's what I do. Here's something I realized. I started reading up, you know, about chickens and how to look after them properly. And I read this week that you must put ash, wood ash, in their nest and in their dust bath. And then all of that gets raked up with all the poop and it goes to where? The compost heap. So when I look at my lawn, because now we take that in after the winter and I take that whole heap with all its dung, and all its dust and all its ash, and it goes out onto our lawn as the spring comes and we give it lots of water. And when people visit our house, they go, wow, your lawn looks amazing. Why? Because I have a dung heap and an ash heap and a dirt heap with leaves and grass that I keep the whole year, and I make sure that it's full of good stuff. When God says he's going to raise the poor out of the dust, lift the needy from the ash and the dung heap, and when he combines the word, makes the barren woman. You know what barren means? Barren is a sterile land. Barren is a land that needs to be worked hard with little produce. When you think about a barren farmland. When he says he's going to lift you out of that, he says he's going to change your perspective with regards to what you have in your hands. Some people look at dung and they go, oh. Some people look at ash and they go, oh, this ash, oh, I'm in the ash. Everything is burnt down. Some people look at the dirt, but they don't see the potential. The potential that's released through praise. Because praise is like the water that you pour out, that you sprinkle, that you put on the sprinkler. Yesterday, my sprinklers were going all day. Wait, we have a borehole. That's why our lawns look so good. But you got to get the sprinklers going. And that's what praise is. Praise is you water your... You take your dung heap, your ash heap, your whatever it is, you keep it, and then you put it in a specific place that you've planned, and you plant seeds in it. So you've got some forward thinking going, and you're planting seeds, and then you water it. And I just realized, praise, we water it with praise, we water it with the words that we speak. What are you watering your garden with? What are you watering? Remember, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. That's the sprinkler. You've got to see it that way. You say, okay, God, I've prepared the soil. I've planted the seed. Now what am I going to water it with? We were just listening to an interview. Martin Smith interviewed Jane Johnson. And she said She wrote that song, Lovey, just help me with the God I Look To You. Anyone sang the song, God I Look To You? She said she's driving down the road and she suddenly had the song come up in her heart and she said, God, I look to you. I am overwhelmed. And God said, if you sing that second part, you're going to be overwhelmed. Change the words. God, I look to you. I'm not overwhelmed. I won't be ashamed. You see how the sprinkler is now on. God, I have this environment. God, I have these things going on. God, I've put the seed in. I've invested. I've done as you said. Now I'm going to water them with my words. And if my words start out in praise, then it's going to change what comes out of my mouth in every situation. And we start to declare. And yeah, God says, I will take the poor out of that heap. Because the heap is useless without seed and without water. And I will place you amongst princes. But not just princes in the world, because I'll place you there, but I'm also going to place you among princes of my people. Because those who are righteous and wise are richer and fuller than the wisest on earth without God. So not only will you have favor with those men, but you'll have favor even with God's men, with his princes. And here's what I realized. Some people want to be amongst the princes. So they copy whatever the princes are doing and they try and get there. But God places you amongst the princes. Why? Because you've got something to bring that the princes don't have. Yes. Each prince sitting at the table carries something different and unique that God has given them. So a group of princes can only get together if they each carry something that's different. So you get placed at the table because you bring something valuable to the table. Not because you want to be like the other princes already at the table. Sometimes when you read these verses, we declare them from a worldly perspective. We go, yeah, I want to be the princes. I want to be well known. I want to drive the cars. And not that any of that's wrong. It's just that you get there because you've got something that you've carried. Did you get there because you brought something to the table? Did you get there because you planted the seed, spread the fertilizer over it, trusted in God, and then through praise watered your garden with His word over your life? Is that how we got there? So, that's a message for mothers, because it's a message for people who want to be mothers. It's also a message for us, for every person who has a dream and a vision and there is barrenness. In other words, there is a lot of hard work and very little fruit. It's also a message for our nation, South Africa. And these are two things I want us to pray for. We've been praying for two things every week as we build up to elections. And if you haven't been in our church yet in this last 2-3 weeks, we're going to come together on election day. It's the last Wednesday of the month, which actually means it's worship night. The government just didn't know that it's worship night. But we're going to vote in the day because it's a public holiday. So go vote early in the morning. And then we're going to get together on Wednesday night and we're going to praise. We're going to lift up a sound and declare His kingdom over our nation through the sound of praise. We're going to take ownership of what God is doing in our nation. But here's two things. God, we pray that You will lift up the poor in our nation. That You will rise them up out of the ashes and out of the dirt. Out of the dung heap. And You will help them see, help the poor see that they have what they need in their hands. Not physically, but in their heart. God has called each person by name. And too many are poor because they've rejected that which is good and put it on the dung heap where there is no use for it. But God wants to call out His purpose in every single person and take the poor and place them with princes. Secondly, God wants to take those who are barren, who are working and toiling and toiling and toiling for no, and he wants to give them children. And God says, I will make them homemakers. Homemakers. In Isaiah 65, just off the top of my head again, let me just this time check that it is actually Isaiah 65. But it says in verse 23, they will not labor in vain or bring forth children for sudden terror, for they shall be the descendants of the Lord and their offspring with them. We will not labor in vain, but we will bring forth children, and our descendants will be the blessed of the Lord. That's just powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And here's the thing. God is changing our thinking in the sense that what we do, we're doing it for our children. In Daniel it says, those who are wise will lead many to righteousness. And there's a There's a fruitfulness that is right in front of us as we give God praise and as we give God glory. Now, I went and I bought something as a prophetic act, and I felt like there's four women in the room today who are barren. Maybe barren with children, but also included in that is vision. And there's a lot of toil for very little results. Specifically for women with a very strong desire to be homemakers in the room. I just felt like there's four women. And so if you feel like that's you, and you feel like you want to break the barrier of barrenness, physically with children, or maybe there's something else, maybe there's another area. If this is speaking to you right now, then you know it's for you. But I just felt like there's four. And I want to ask them to stand up in the room right now. Specifically with a strong desire to be a homemaker, and you feel like there's a barrier to that. A barrier to that. So if that's speaking to you in the room, I want to just give you something. And we're going to also just pray. So if we can have, if you're that person, stand up. If you feel like that is you. Maybe you're not married yet. Maybe you're trusting for a husband. Maybe you're trusting for something in your life and you feel like it hasn't come yet and there's this barrenness in that area. If that's you, why don't you stand? And this is not to bring shame. This is to say, I will not be barren anymore. We've got three. There we go. Three. One more person. Say, I will not be barren. There we go. We've got someone over there. I will not be. But this is not to shame you. Okay. Now, I need to know from you, are you a country person or a urban person? Because there's two country people and there's two urban people in the room. We've got country, urban. What are you? Urban and country. Okay. I've got four magazines here. No, you missed your opportunity. I bought it at Checkers before the service while I was late. I have a South African garden and home, which I'm going to give as a prophetic gift, and I have for the urban house and leisure, which I'm going to give as a prophetic gift. Because God said you're going to be homemakers. God wants to stir that in you. And there's a dream over your homes. And there's a dream over you as a person and as in terms of your body as well. And God wants to bless you. And I just felt that there were four people that we wanted to bless this morning in that. And I haven't read these. So if there's anything that's not churchy, I'm sorry. But I felt like I just wanted to be obedient to that. Love, can you go give that out as a blessing? So what I'm trusting for is that as you page through it, that God will awaken what is already inside of you. That God will stir what is already. Sorry, that one was country. We've got two urbans over there. That's urban. Just making sure we get the right one. What I'm trusting for is that as you open that there is a stirring for what's already inside of you. That as you read through it, sometimes, and here's the word I saw, sometimes we don't buy magazines like these, and I know this from experience, we don't buy them because we think, well, I'm never going to be able to do what's in there anyway. And God says he wants to place you amongst princes. And he wants to place you with princes. And he wants to break that barrier that has stopped the dreaming, that has stopped the hoping. And he wants to bring that over you. If you're not married in the room, I know there's two married, and are you unmarried in the back as well, and unmarried standing? I was at a wedding on Wednesday night where the groom got up and said, we had a worship night, and I stopped the meeting and said, you're going to meet your helpmate. And 3 days later, he met the person that we married on Wednesday night. And that happened in 18 months. We married them on Wednesday. So God wants to bless you. Don't stop dreaming. And we declare that it's the right person, a godly person that will come your way. So open the magazine and declare that you will be a homemaker. I don't know what's in there, but but I trust that God will bless you with that. And that he will bless you with fruitfulness in your home. And we will hear the test. Come on, we've witnessed it. We will hear the testimony of what God has done. Over your lives, I really just want to declare an increase in fruitfulness, Marlise and Shailene. I feel it's the right people. That God will increase your fruitfulness. Not to have more children. You've had all the children you need. But to bless you as moms who can provide a home of safety and of peace, that everything you need, you will need it, that you will lack nothing. In fact, that your home will be so full that you'll have people over all the time and you'll never fear bringing people into your home. And this was what Jen Johnson was sharing. She said, our house is full every week. We have such a big budget for food, they said, because we have to host so many people. May your homes be full of meat, vegetables, whatever it is you need in your home, may it be filled completely. And may you not partner with the enemy in declaring lack and accepting lack. But God has given us the grace to provide that which, and he wants to do that. So he wants to seed us amongst princes. He wants to seed us in high places. And I want to bless both households with God's presence. May his presence rest in your household. May you be inspired this month. We want to bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. As I've just been sharing over these people in the room, if something is tagged on your heart, grab it. Say, I receive that word. But be filled with stuff that inspires you, whether it's the word or whether it's stuff that princes have put on the table. We're not going to try and be like the princes because they're princes. We just want to be inspired by what God has inside of us. And we want to walk and move to that. I want to inspire every person in the room. And I want to inspire every mother in the room. And every person that is not yet a mother. You will be a mother. And you will have children around you. And you'll testify of God's goodness. And we want to bless you with that. Is that awesome? Can we give God praise this morning? Come on, it's awesome. So moms, future dads, we bless each person sitting in the room this morning. We bless you with the fullness of God. May your mouths be mouths that praise God in season, out of season. And we just declare God's glory to rest on you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, blessed. I'm going to give to Bernadine to just do the Mother's Day, whatever it is we're doing.
We haven't really done that. Just come help yourself with a cupcake. I want to say to the moms, and if you felt that, again, I just want to reemphasize that if you were inspired by just what Daniel did now with those magazines, really I was, and I felt like sometimes you need to buy it for yourself. And even that already is breaking something, like telling yourself, I am worthy to be inspired by something beautiful in my life. Even if it's a little poiki of flowers for your room, I am worthy of beholding something wholesome and good and inspiring for my heart. So maybe you didn't get one today because you need to go buy one, we're not all going to go buy magazines now, but hear what I'm saying. If you're moved by something, even if it's just something that you feel like I could be inspired to do this. So, but come grab.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Remember to visit our website at www.revivalministry.co.za, where you can sign up to receive more of these powerful messages.